Lord of the Rings LCG Buying Guide 2026, Revised Core Hero vs Campaign Boxes and Scarcity Without Panic. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low and the details matter. Buy the Lord of the Rings, the card game Revised Core set first. Hero expansions add investigators, player heroes and deck-building cards, but no campaign quests. Campaign expansions add scenarios and campaign play, but almost no general player card pool. Build deck breadth before hard campaigns such as Angmar Awakened, buy at normal prices, and do not let shrinking stock turn a years-long game into a panic cart. The Lord of the Rings LCG shelf is confusing because two boxes with the same cycle name do different jobs. One teaches your deck new possibilities. The other gives that deck new suffering. Margot checked Fantasy Flight revised rules and product structure, current Amazon stock, campaign difficulty discussions and the 2026 scarcity conversation. This is a buying map for playing, not embalming shrink wrap. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What should a new Lord of the Rings LCG player buy first? Buy Revised Core first. It contains the tokens, threat dials, encounter sets, player cards and rules foundation required by the revised line. It supports 1 to 4 players and includes a small campaign structure for the core scenarios. Do not pair the core immediately with the hardest campaign you can find. The early deck pool matters. A hero expansion or a verified starter deck broadens construction and makes difficult quests feel like strategic problems rather than missing card taxes. The correct first purchase is not the rarest item. It is the box that makes every later item usable. What is inside Revised Core and how does setup work? Revised Core provides the player cards, heroes, encounter cards, quests, tokens, and 4-player quantities needed for the modern entry. Each player selects heroes, builds a legal deck around their spheres, and faces an automated encounter deck. For the first game, use the recommended decks and scenario. Separate quest cards, encounter deck, player decks, staging area and victory display. Put threat dials above each player area and resource tokens near heroes. The game alternates planning, questing, encounter, combat and refresh rhythms. Teach one round with open decisions. Do not begin deck construction until the player understands why willpower, defense, attack and resource matching compete for the same opening hand. Should you buy a hero expansion or campaign expansion? A hero expansion adds heroes and player cards. It expands deck building but contains no cycle campaign. A campaign expansion adds scenarios, encounter cards and campaign material, but almost no reusable player card pool. The boxes with matching names are complementary halves of a cycle, not duplicates. A player can buy the hero box without the campaign to improve decks. A player can buy the campaign box without its hero box if another card pool is already sufficient. This distinction is the heart of the 2026 buying map. Retail thumbnails make both boxes look like adventures. Read the subtitle and the contents before clicking. Hero and campaign expansions solve different problems. A hero expansion adds player cards and deck-building options that can travel into other scenarios. A campaign expansion adds encounter cards, quests and campaign structure, but expects a core set and a functioning player deck. If the revised core starter decks still struggle, more quest difficulty is not the cure. What does Angmar Awakened campaign expansion show? Angmar Awakened campaign expansion. This box adds the Angmar campaign and encounter cards. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and edition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. Why Angmar Awakened should not be your immediate second box. Angmar Awakened is respected and punishing. Its scenarios expect decks that can quest, defend and recover from pressure with more consistency than a narrow core pool always provides. Buy the hero expansion first if Angmar theme is the goal but deck breadth is thin. Add the campaign when at least one solo deck or two complementary decks can produce stable first turns. Use easy mode while learning. The official mode removes selected encounter cards and is a design tool, not an apology. A game with this much deck construction should let players learn why a quest is hard before demanding the full version. How do Dream Chaser, Scarcity and the No Panic rule work? Dream Chaser is a thematic nautical campaign and a strong destination for a collection with sufficient player cards. Its campaign box still does not replace the player card breadth from Hero products. Current stock anxiety is real enough to monitor and not reliable enough to justify any price. Fantasy Flight has revised and repackaged only part of the historical line. Community scarcity reports can identify risk, but no one should claim every box is permanently gone without official confirmation. Set a ceiling before shopping. If Amazon price moves far beyond normal retail, wait, buy a different revised campaign or play what is already owned. A fraction of the catalogue is an enormous game. Dream Chaser campaign components. The box adds adventures rather than a large general player card pool. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports, so the packaging, component scale, and edition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. Do not convert print uncertainty into panic buying. Current community threads describe inconsistent availability and fear that revised cycle boxes may disappear, but the rational response is a ceiling. Buy at normal retail or a modest discount, refuse inflated marketplace pricing, and choose one campaign you will actually play. Dream Chaser is a thematic high seas arc. Angmar is a much harsher test and is rarely the kindest second campaign. For the first campaign, use easy mode without embarrassment, keep the round and action window reference visible, and change the deck after identifying the exact failure, threat, questing, defense, attack, or cancellation. Buying another expansion does not repair a deck whose job is still undefined. How do solo deck building and advanced play work? True solo uses one deck and exposes its weaknesses. A balanced list needs enough willpower to make progress, defense or cancellation to survive enemies, attack to finish them, and resource smoothing to play cards on time. Mulligan for a functional first two turns, not a favorite hero combo. Quest enough to prevent threat spirals, then stabilize combat. Holding every character back for safety can lose to location lock just as surely as reckless questing loses to enemies. Two-handed solo creates specialization and richer card interactions, but doubles administration. Start true solo with a flexible deck, then add a second hand when one deck feels strategically cramped rather than merely difficult. How does hosting, storage, and table footprint improve the buying decision? True solo fits comfortably on a 36 by 24 inch desk. Two players prefer at least 48 by 30 inches, and four players need a dining table because staging, encounter cards, and individual hero rows all grow. Store encounter sets by symbol, campaign cards by box, and player cards by sphere and type. Keep a current deck assembled with a list inside the deck box. The ability to resume a campaign without rebuilding is worth more than a decorative insert. For hosting, choose one scenario, pre-build decks and explain the table jobs. Questing, enemy defense, attack, and cancellation. Read story text aloud, but let the active player make the final decision for their cards. How does Margo's Archive Protocol, build one fellowship before collecting a world, improve the buying decision? The Lord of the Rings LCG punishes shopping that outruns deck understanding. Begin with revised core, use its recommended learning decks, and play the opening quests more than once. The first attempt teaches phase order and threat. The second teaches deck purpose. The third reveals whether the loss came from questing, combat, location control, resource mismatch, or an encounter effect the deck must respect. Only then does a new expansion answer a real question. A player deck normally needs a coherent plan across heroes, spheres, resources, allies, attachments, and events. Theme matters, but three beloved heroes who cannot pay for the same cards create a fellowship that looks better than it functions. Start with a narrow job, put enough willpower into the quest without leaving the table defenseless, then add reliable enemy handling and a small answer package for the scenario's known pressure. Do not rebuild half the deck after one unlucky encounter draw. Solo has two valid forms. One-handed solo is faster, cleaner, and exposes a deck's blind spots. Two-handed solo creates richer cooperation and can cover more roles, but it doubles table administration and hidden information discipline. New players should begin one-handed unless the recommended scenario or deck pairing clearly needs broader coverage. Use separate play areas, resource pools, threat dials, and first player tracking if controlling two fellowships. The repackaged product line is the collection key. Campaign expansions contain the quest arc. Hero expansions contain player cards and heroes from that cycle. Older deluxe expansions and adventure packs belong to the legacy release model and may duplicate material or leave gaps when mixed casually with repackaged boxes. Check the exact title, product type, and contents before paying scarcity prices. Out of print is not a synonym for required. For hosting, build, and sleeve decks before the evening, sort encounter sets by icon, and place a phase reference where every player can see it. Keep the campaign log and setup instructions at the table. Memory is not a rule source. Puzzlewick score, revised core 9-10 as the only sensible start. Angmar and Dream Chaser repackaged paths 8.8-10 once the core clicks. Incomplete legacy cycle hunting, 4-10 for players and 8-10, only for informed collectors who understand exactly what they are buying. What are the ratings, misconceptions, and final buying order? Revised core scores 9.4-10 overall, 9.7 for replay, 9.5 for solo, and 7.5 for first game ease. Angmar campaign scores 9.1 for experienced decks and 6.5 as an immediate second box. Dream Chaser scores 9.2 for theme. Hero and campaign boxes are not duplicates. Campaign boxes do not provide a full deck building pool. A complete collection is not required. Scarcity chatter is not an official discontinuation notice. Final order, revised core, player card breadth, one campaign match to difficulty appetite, then another hero or saga product. Buy normal prices, play deeply, and let Middle-earth remain a game rather than a procurement emergency. Final verdict, revised core is a 9.410 foundation and one of the best true solo card games available. The line rewards a deliberate partial collection. A third of the revised catalogue can provide years of play. Scarcity markup does not improve a quest. Frequently asked questions. What should I buy first for Lord of the Rings LCG? Buy the revised core set. It contains the required foundation and supports up to 4 players. What is a hero expansion? It adds heroes and player cards for deck building but no cycle campaign quests. What is a campaign expansion? It adds scenarios, encounter cards, and campaign play, but little reusable player card breadth. Do I need both matching hero and campaign boxes? Number, they are complementary and can be bought independently based on deck or story needs. Is Angmar Awakened good for beginners? It is demanding. Build player card breadth and learn the core before making it the next campaign. Is the game good solo? Yes. It is one of the strongest true solo cooperative card games with optional two-handed play. Should I panic buy scarce boxes? Number set a normal price ceiling and play the large amount of content already available. How much table space is needed? True solo fits around 36 by 24 inches. Multiplayer games need a larger dining surface. What should I buy first for the Lord of the Rings LCG? The revised core set. It supports 1 to 4 players, includes the foundational player cards, and provides the scenarios needed to learn the system. What is the difference between a hero and campaign expansion? Hero expansions contain player cards for deck building. Campaign expansions contain quests, encounter cards, and campaign content. Campaign boxes are not standalone. Is Angmar Awakened a good second box? Usually not for a new player. It is a demanding campaign. Expand the player card pool and prove a core deck before choosing Angmar for its challenge. Should I pay above retail because Lord of the Rings LCG is scarce? Number set a firm price ceiling. Buy only content you will play and avoid panic pricing. Scarcity does not make a poor value purchase strategically useful.